Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
I'll be honest with you. I don't feel like I'm old. But when I look at today's trends in photography, I can't help but worry about the future for the kinds of photography I love. I know, even that statement makes me sound like an old fuddy-duddy. And as long as I'm at it, you kids get off my lawn. But I can't help but feel that the kind of photography that I love, and that I suspect most of you do too, is becoming a bit anachronistic. And just to make sure we're all speaking on the same page here, the definition of anachronism is an error in chronology, a person or thing that is chronologically out of place, or the state or condition of being chronologically out of place. I'm beginning to feel anachronistic, out of place with the times in which I live, because the kind of photography that I love is no longer celebrated, because the kind of photography that I strive to produce is becoming out of date. So much of photography these days has evolved into Instagram and Facebook and the quick post and the quick view and the quick dismissal and forgetting. The idea of there being a master photograph produced in contemporary times, that's an anachronistic idea. The lifespan of a photograph has shrunk to almost zero. Let me ask a simple question. Do you remember any photographs that you saw on Instagram yesterday or last week? What about last month? What about last year? Haven't we forgotten all of yesterday's spectacular images by contemporary photographers? But yet, how many of us can pull forth in our mind's eye The Steerage by Alfred Stieglitz, or Oceano by Edward Weston, Migrant Mother by Dorothea Lange? The list could go on. We remember those images because they were great, because they affected us, because they said something important that was worth remembering. And so we do. But doesn't that approach to photography seem to be about 100 years old now? That in the age of the iPhone camera, and even worse, the iPhone camera image distributions, that there are no such things anymore as important images. Maybe there are a few vestiges of an earlier time. The Afghan girl comes to mind. Do you realize that image is 40 years old this year? I'm not sure that's contemporary, but maybe it is. Okay, but that's the Afghan girl. What can you think of that's more recent than the Afghan girl that has a similar kind of impact, staying power, rememberability? I'm not sure I can think of any. And that could be considered an indictment of current photographers and current photography, but I don't think it is. I think it's a statement of the changing times, of how our kind of photography and our kind of appreciation of the still image has been slowly eroding and evaporating. Perhaps a trivial way to think about this is look what's happened to YouTube, where there used to be 20-minute and 30-minute YouTube videos. They're getting shorter and shorter. And now the rage today is the 15-second video of TikTok. The closer and closer and closer that those videos come to the still of the still image, the less powerful the still image becomes. TikTok videos now last about the same length of time as we used to spend glancing at a still photograph. Does that make us even more anachronistic? Those of you who have been listening to my podcast for a while know that I'm generally a pretty optimistic person. I like to be optimistic about what I see, what I can do, And to talk about this particular issue makes me sound kind of like a Debbie Downer. And I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I also have to be frank. I have to be honest. I have to call it as I see it. And what I see out there in the world is an aging generation of baby boomers, of which I'm one, that are not as engaged in photography as they used to be, who aren't buying books in the volumes that they used to. As a matter of fact, so many of us these days are downsizing rather than upscaling our collections. More and more I hear people asking me, what am I going to do with all of these photographs? What am I going to do with all these photographs from other photographers that I've collected over the years by purchasing, by trading, images that I love, images that I've owned now for 20, 40, 60, 80 years? What am I going to do with all of those images? To the point where I wrote an article about this called, "So You're Dead, Now What?" It's been a very popular article of mine because it's such a universal question with so many people now asking, what do I do with all this stuff? And yet, there are those of us, a lot of you I know, are still making more images, are still growing our collections and our Lightroom catalogs, and sometimes even our finished print, matted and framed. But even so, the content of those matted and framed images for our generation is sliding into anachronism each year, 1 year, one decade at a time. In conversation the other day, I happened to mention to a professor of photography something about Ansel Adams. And she said, oh, nobody pays any attention to Ansel Adams anymore. He's sort of old news. I couldn't disagree with her. I love Ansel Adams' images. They're a large part of what inspired me to become a photographer. But curiously enough, Ansel Adams died 40 years ago in 1984, the same year the Afghan girl image appeared on the cover of National Geographic. It's almost as though those two events were the swan song of still photography. Except for those of us who are still hanging on because we love photography. I've been doing a lot of Zoom presentations ever since COVID and have met a lot of really nice people who have invited me to give a presentation or a little talk on photography to their photo group. And pretty universally, probably with a few exceptions, but pretty universally, the people who attend those lectures all have gray hair. They're all of my generation. And we are getting older every year. Where's the young generation? They're around. I see their work on various internet forums and, you know, websites that I really enjoy, like Lens Scratch. Eileen Smithson does a beautiful job with that website. All pretty much young photographers, but an aesthetic that's entirely different from the aesthetic that I grew up loving in my early days of photography. Perhaps every aging photographer, I don't feel old, but I do feel like I'm aging. Perhaps every aging photographer feels this way to some degree, that the kind of imagery that they enjoy and love is from a previous generation that's being replaced by young whippersnappers who are bringing a new idea and a new aesthetic, and particularly these days, a new relationship with photography, with cameras, with processing, etc., that is so foreign to those of us who cut our teeth in photography decades ago. With very few exceptions, I hear photographers of my generation tell me that they're just not selling prints like they used to 20 years ago. Is that because we're older and we're not hustling so much? Or is it because the kind of imagery that we're producing doesn't appeal to the younger generations who are now starting their collections of photography, or the publishers who are now producing books for, well, I'm not even sure who they're for anymore. Fortunately, the good news is, for most of us, we don't care. If no one buys our work, it's not going to change what we do. We do photography because we love photography, because it fills our life with meaning, because it's a way for us to engage the world, to engage the process of life. And whether or not anybody loves our work or doesn't is sort of, it's gravy. It's the sprinkles on top of our artistic life. And if there are no accolades or no applause, it's not going to change us. It's not going to change the fact that we still love making photographs and taking our cameras out in the world. And so ultimately, maybe we'll never become anachronistic as long as we're producing work for ourselves, for our own enjoyment, for our own entertainment, for our own education. Perhaps this explains why so much photography that I see these days, I scratch my head and say, I just don't get it. I've said for years now that if I were young and picked up a camera today, I don't think I'd become interested in photography based on what I see out there in the photographic world today, because that's not the kind of relationship that I have with the world or with the woods or the beach or people. But of course, that doesn't make me right. It might make me opinionated, but it doesn't make me any sense of authority. It's just, we all know what we like. And maybe what we like is determined by the generation that we grew up in photography, the generations since we started making photographs, and our own maturity is exhibited in the photographs that we now treasure. Maybe it's not such a bad idea that we become anachronistic, so that photography can reinvent itself, which it's done throughout its history. I'm of that generation that really appreciated what the F-64 group was all about, and the aesthetic war between Mortensen and his followers, and Ansel Adams and Edward Weston and Alfred Stieglitz and their followers. It was decided long ago. And maybe we're just reliving that same kind of thing now, where the kinds of photographs that the younger generation is making don't appeal to us in the older generation for the same reason that Mortensen wasn't a fan of Ansel Adams. There has always been so many different schools of photography, as they say in the art world, with different kinds of aesthetics, different kinds of objectives, different kinds of presentation. I've never been a fan of Man Ray, but I understand lots and lots of people are. But the one thing that Man Ray and that end of photography always had in common with the Ansel Adams end of photography is that we appreciated the print, the artifact, the experience of viewing and treasuring and collecting and valuing and preserving individual images because they were the expression of a creative mind and had something important to say, even if it wasn't a style of photography that we particularly enjoyed. Nonetheless, we would preserve it because it deserves to be preserved. Now photography evaporates. The electrons disappear every time we swipe left. There's nothing worth preserving. And that has me feeling a little older this week. I do know the cure for this, however, which is I'm going to grab my camera and I'm going to go out and make some photographs and enjoy the lovely winter weather and the angle of light and the naked trees and the skiff of snow. And when I come back, I'll spend time looking at those images and enjoying them. And I might even share a few of them with my friends, with my family, maybe with the public. And while I'm doing that, time will march on. and I'll become even more anachronistic. And maybe that's the way it always has been and always will be. In which case, the real lesson is, we need to make our work now, while we can, while it still brings us great joy just to do so. And if others enjoy my photographs, fantastic. What's not to like about that? But if there are generations and tribes, people with other aesthetics who don't find my work appealing, that's okay. Because the primary reason we do photography is not for that applause, but for the simple thrill of doing it. In which case, that can never become anachronistic.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.